coach, we see Jacob Truba on the ice doing sort of a regular turn today. Is he in tomorrow?
We'll make that decision tomorrow, so he's got to get cleared. Have to check on another defenseman, Mark Stewart, see where he's at. So we'll make that decision tomorrow.
Did he look good enough that if he gets through the night all right, that you'd put him in for this one before the break?
If he gets cleared, then he's ready to go. So he's had enough good quality practices and practice time that if they're comfortable with where he's at, I have no concern about his ability to play.
So Paul Mark Stewart wasn't just maintenance today?
Yep.
It was just maintenance?
I'm sorry, it was maintenance. Yeah, he was in the Brian Little camp.
Still kind of dealing with what he came off of, or something new?
Yeah, just the same thing, yeah.
Lots of talk about Buff as of late, first of the week. Just another continuing thought on the stuff that he's doing so well for your team.
Well, look at the whole block of what he did coming back when we were in such need on the blue line, and been able to produce an awful lot. It's tougher to evaluate anybody's game in the last 2 weeks. It really is. The effort's been good on all players. Certainly he's put up big numbers for us, and we've needed that. As a whole group, we think we can play a better defensive game than we've played maybe in the past. But he's been just really good in a lot of areas. He's made progress in the areas that we want him to. There's still room to improve for our whole back end, I think.
Obviously, your plan is still that he will remain on the blue line?
Yeah, I clearly he's playing at a really high level. I mean, he's big minutes, production. He's been good for the most part in the defensive parts. Any part that we would say that Dustin's got room to improve, we would have to say that about the whole group, right? So he's been as good as everybody else defensively, and then he's been spectacular offensively.
Fair to say he's exceeded your expectations? From when you put him back there?
I wonder if that's fair. Like, there's never been a doubt that he's a special player. Like, he can really do whatever he sets his mind to do. But I still think we have to look at this as a bigger block of time because things change on the blue line. We'll get, if we stay healthy, there's going to be a big adjustment for our whole D coming up in terms of minutes played. So we'll look at it. I'm in no hurry to get him out of there by any means. He's a defenseman right now, and he's one of the best in the league right now, so there's no need to change that.
Are there new parameters that have helped him to take his game to another level? Are there certain things you've introduced that maybe weren't there before?
I think I'd like to think that playing the defensive game is easier for him. His partner's been really good too, and we can say lots of positive things about the influence that Dustin Byfuglien's had on a young defenseman in Ben Chiarot, but we don't want to underestimate the quality of Ben's game and what he's done for him. But we have. We've talked about all these things, and we've also talked about, what are the right pairings going forward with everybody back, because playing pretty well defensively, do you want to make changes in the pairings? But there's going to be a bit of a minutes crunch, which happens on every team that finds an area of depth. So we have more depth on our blue line, which means there's fewer minutes than all of them are probably used to playing. That should be a really good thing for the Winnipeg Jets.
Maybe special teams would allow you to redistribute those numbers a little bit, wouldn't they? 5-on-5?
He's in the 30s for points, so he's going out first on the power play. We know that.
No,
but
I mean,
in terms of the
back.
Sure, that'll be the area. 5-on-5, you'd just like to roll him through. It would be great to not have to worry as hard about the matchup. I don't think we've done that too hard on the road anyway, to be honest with you, and that's the number that we probably spend the most time talking about. If you're not getting the matchup on the road and you're only worrying about flow off the bench, why is your record so good on the road? Is that whole matchup concept is important? Maybe just your team is different. Maybe flow is more important to your team than the matchup. So those are things we kick around daily.
Would you give us an update on Matthew Perreault and maybe a comment on the suspension yesterday?
So he's not going tomorrow. We're hopeful that when there's enough healing when he gets off this break that we can get him back in the lineup. But we won't know until that happens. Nothing on the suspension other than that doesn't help us. So whether it was 1,000 games or no games, it doesn't impact us one bit. We don't get the player that we needed back in our lineup. And I'm not looking for the league to make us whole on that. It's just that's the tough part of the job that they do, trying to measure the length of a suspension, and they full well know that the Winnipeg Jets don't get better by any length of suspension.
Well, what are you expecting from Columbus tomorrow? How do you feel your team matches up with these guys? It kind of seems like they have maybe similarities.
So I think both have a similar work ethic concept to their game. Their last two games, their wins in Boston, Minnesota, difficult teams to play against on the road, and they won both of them and play structure. It's not, they were so devastated by injuries at the start. Even when we went in there, it wasn't their team, and now they're getting pieces back. They still have key pieces out, but they play a very structured game, a very hard game, and you're right, similar to what we're trying to do. They're far along in that. They're a year probably ahead of us in that structure. They don't make a lot of positional mistakes. They battle real hard, and like us, when things haven't gone their way, their goaltender's been darn good. So this is going to be a real tough challenge for us, but it's a good one for us to have right now, because we want to get back to a little tighter, a little more structured game. I think it's difficult to do some nights when you have the schedule that we've had. Just mentally, you don't have the same push, you don't have the same in your legs, and you get a little looser in your game. But good on us for finding a way to win those games.
Does the team have to go through an adjustment to the success and the consistency that you've found, and maybe because it wasn't necessarily always there in the past?
Well, I hope not. You know, there was a stretch of games there. We lost the last to Detroit and St. Louis. Not so much the St. Louis game at home, but Detroit, but as well as we were playing really well there and didn't win some games. And when you look at our last stretch, we've won some games. I don't think we've played quite the same quality. But again, I'm going to lay that on the feet of the schedule more than anything else. The losses prior to that, you know, we had 5D out and lost to San Jose. That's going to happen to some teams when that happens. So I don't know that we're feeling overly successful right now. I'm not sleeping any better.
Hey, Paul, the schedule, the standings, rather, do show a lot of success for this team, second best in Canada right now. Are you finding, when you do go out on the road, is there a different era now that the Jets are coming? Are you becoming one of those tougher teams now to beat?
Well, I don't know how they view us coming in. I think we've played enough hard hockey that they know we're going to try real hard. There's going to be a good compete level out. Being the second best team in Canada would be great if there were only Canadian teams, but there's 23 others that don't care. So I pretty level-headed group here. We're not going out. You know, we've had a couple of aberrations, the Florida game and the Toronto game. But everything else right here is overtime tight. You know, they're all, or we find a way to get them to overtime one way or the other. So there's never that sense of ease that we're really rolling.
So is it too soon to look at those playoff odds right now, which are looking very good?
It won't matter what I say, you're all going to look at them. But it's that time of year, right? So we change gears after the All-Star break, and that's where the talk goes to, and we'll have to learn to deal with that too.
Paul, just one more question kind of related to Buff. When you look at this level of play in this league, and then Buff and guys like Brent Burns can switch positions like that so well. How many other players do you think have the ability to do that?
I don't know that there's a lot more. I did see Jacob Trouba at center ice the other day, and we thought there might be a chance Troops could do it. I don't think the model was always a 13th forward, 7th defenseman doing that. That was a guy, you'd have a swing guy that you could, but there weren't a lot of guys, because if you found a guy that was really good at one position, why would you move him? And we got into a really unique situation in that we needed a guy to come back. And clearly we're pleased with Dustin's play. He's been great. I think it's a really unusual thing to find somebody play at an elite level at both positions.
I know you have a game to know in prospect. At this point in the season, 58 points at the start of the season, would you have been happy with that, or are you satisfied and still plenty of work to do? But
yeah, I would have been far more interested in finding out from you how we did it. What did we look like when we were playing? Because again, there were games in this 7-11 stretch that we won that we don't necessarily want to look like that on some nights. And you look at that Detroit game, we want to look like that. I mean, we had, I don't know, like maybe 9 shots through 2 periods, but we hadn't given up very much in that game and had played pretty darn well. So I like the way we look when we're on our game, and we've been on our game more than not. So I take comfort in that. But like I said, I'd like to get some distance between this last stretch of games before we assess our team again. And then there's a big change, right? So we go into Pittsburgh. They've lost a couple. They're going to be fired up to play. Philly's in a position where this is the last push now based on their out. And then you've got Dallas and Calgary, and that's the fight, right? So we're going to get a whole new change of gears here, and we're going to have to reassess where we're at again in that stretch. But that's every NHL season.
So just quickly, it's still about process more than results with you?
Oh, absolutely. We got to get to that game that we know and that we know what's coming every night. We've been good at that, right? But again, and I'm really happy that the best part of our team has been the players' compete level. We'd like to get to the point that our structure is just as good as our compete level, and then you got something. But we got some work to do.
Is there any concern on the last game before the break like this?
Sure, but both teams have it. I think it's easier to be on the road. It's easier to keep that focus when you're on the road the last game before a break. We're going to see them play very well based on the last two games. We just watched them play. They're gonna play solid. So every game has their concerns, right? I'm concerned when we're on the road, when we're at home. There's always something to be piece of adversity you got to challenge that you got to meet.